Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp.
And Tamara Judge.
And we're answering all of your hard-hitting questions. We said nothing's off limits, and it is not.
No, these are good.
Well, you know what? I love the fact that you put this little joy thing behind you right
Thank
now.
Thank you. It's a little crooked. There we go.
It's just so Better. Festive. I love speaking joy when we're about to, you know. Oh, there's a tree as
there's
well.
A tree. Yes.
You know what? Which leads us to the positive, joyous question from our listeners, which is the first one they've asked, which is, Tam, who do you think the biggest diva housewife is?
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say NeNe.
NeNe Leakes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was basing it more on who I think currently is. And I'm sorry, I've got to say Heather Dubrow right now, because if you think that you can stop production in the middle of an episode or while you're filming, that's diva behavior. That's very, very bravo, bravo, fucking bravo kind
of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. You notice they didn't stop production.
They didn't, but they did.
She tried, but they did not have it.
They did allow them to like go dark for a little bit and then come back.
It gave them enough time, her enough time to go upstairs, prep Terry on what's going on. Let's come up with a plan and then we'll go downstairs and continue.
Okay. Hardest part about not being able to break the fourth wall.
I feel like it is broken all the time, but it's just a matter of them not showing it. I think now they show up more than ever. But back in the day when I started, they never broke the fourth wall. It's hard to explain storylines because a lot of stuff happened outside of filming. A lot of the girls, like we would get on and text each other, and then it's hard to make sense of it when you film.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. So the season that I got like hammered, you know, with the text messages. Mm-hmm. So I had shown those on camera already, but the problem was the entire text exchange was breaking the fourth wall.
Right.
Because we were saying, well, can this happen on camera? Can this happen here? If you do this, I'll do this. I talked to Lisa. She said, so it was all so much scheming.
Yeah. And I think it's getting more and more like that, that they have to break the fourth wall to make sense of certain scenes.
And yeah, so I think that can be very annoying, which leads me to the biggest pet peeve during filming. My biggest pet peeve is when you're filming, if somebody breaks the fourth wall on purpose to stop the filming.
That's one of my top 10. Let's see. There's so many. I think sitting in a scene and one of the housewives is talking about something that does not pertain, will never show, talking about their neighbor's brother's sister that did, I'm just like, shut up. Just get to the point. We can get this scene done really quick if you just stay focused.
That was annoying. Because that's the thing, especially like when people will be talking about their favorite television show. I'm like, they will never
show
this.
That. Yes.
And it's 10 p.m. and I'm tired. So let's get to the shit that everybody wants to hear.
Exactly. Exactly.
So biggest pet peeve. All right. Do they provide cars for you when you go to the events, to the shows? I know every housewife is different. Every city.
Yeah.
For Beverly Hills, definitely, because they want us drinking, and which means we have to be in cars.
Right. And we have the same production company. So exactly the same.
Yeah. Would either of us go back on the show?
I'm not opposed to it, but, you know, there's got to be a lot of talking involved and, you know,
yeah,
I figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I think paycheck.
Yeah. I mean, so it's great to make a lot of money to go out to lunch.
Yeah, dinner. I love a lot of the girls, and there's mm-hmm. I would never say never. Can I say that right now I feel pretty happy that one of my jobs is, you know, to be able to watch TV and talk about it with you and
right.
not really have to deal with any repercussions. No.
I would say I'm not dying to go back. I'm not like, oh my God, I want to go back so bad. Like, what can I do?
Especially with all that's going on right now, I think it's a tough time.
Yeah, with cancel culture and you say one thing wrong and everybody hates you. I mean, it's a lot to think about.
Especially when you're on those shows, you're supposed to say things wrong. That's what used to make them a show. So if you're having to be careful about everything, then it just gets really, really messy.
Yeah.
Biggest regret from the show?
I don't really have regrets. I think my biggest, I would have to say recently, is just sheltering Shannon and covering up her stuff and that kind of stuff. Like, I wish I was strong enough to say, like, no, this isn't right. You shouldn't be doing this. But I didn't. We were friends off scene. And then, I don't know, didn't work out well for me and her.
For me, it involves the John Blizzard, Lisa Vanderpump thing. You know, when you're coming on new to the show and you have a more person that has been on a long time and you're kind of getting coached and, you know, I'm not using that as an excuse. I should have 1,000,000% had the balls to be like, no, but I also had stake in the game. In my mind, I'm like, I want to make a good show too. You know, you have this weird thing, but I wish that from the very get go, when I came clean about it, I would have gotten John Blizzard on the phone, had him there in front, like Lisa Vanderpump.
But you didn't know. That's the hard thing.
It was one of those things that, like, I wish that entire conversation would have played out. And I wish I would have said to Dorit from the beginning, I chickened out. However, there are lots of messages going on about how I was going to do it, but I chickened out. And that's really what happened. And then it would have saved us a lot of trouble, and it is what it is. But
yeah, there's a lot of things that I said and did that wasn't right. Do I regret it? You know, there's too many to name. But you learn from them sometimes, and you know, you try to be better at what you're doing, but it is what it is.
Sometimes you learn, and then sometimes you make a bigger mistake the next time.
Which, right. It's hard. It's hard to navigate through being on reality TV. I mean, 1 year or 12 years, you get shit thrown at you that you're like, you're not expecting. You're like, oh my God, how do I deal with this? Yeah. So it's hard.
I have learned to never speak in absolutes, because that is something that I apparently used to do. Like, I would say, I never tell a lie, or I never do this. And then they're like, the flashback. I'm like, why did I say, it's like your way of trying to be a touch dramatic when you say it, like, I would never. And then you're like, shit.
Vicky was really good at doing that. And I'd look at her and go, yeah, no, there's a flashback. So you always have to think 10 steps ahead. If I say this, what do they have on me that they're going to flashback? Your mind's always going.
Well, speaking of Vicky, how does Eddie feel now that you and Vicky are friends again?
That's a complicated question. Honestly,
we have all the time. We have 11, at least 11 minutes.
So you know what? He never tells me not to be friends with somebody or not to do something. He doesn't quite understand it. He was the victim of, you know, a big rumor that was brought on by her. I understand reality TV in the sense, like, sometimes girls do stuff to make good TV. And I think that's what she was doing. He, on the other hand, doesn't have a reality TV head. So he's like, she talked badly about me. Like, she was making up rumors about me, and I'm not okay with it. So he's not thrilled.
He's not thrilled, but he's not going to tell you no.
Right. Right.
Which that's a good sign of a good husband.
Does he want to go to dinner with her?
No. He's like, that's a hard no for me.
Yeah.
Kids and family type question. Most obnoxious pet peeve that our husbands do.
I know this one.
What's your? Well, mine is that my husband flosses in bed, which I think is disgusting.
Really?
He brushes his teeth first, and then he'll bring the floss into the bed. And this might even be TMI, but he'll fall asleep sometimes flossing. And then one day, I'm not kidding, the floss wrapped around his privates. And
stop it.
Almost like the next morning he woke up, he's like, ow, ow, ow. And I'm like, what happened? We looked down and the floss was wrapped around like a little, like,
how?
I don't know. Just moving around or something. But I'm this is why you
can't. So he sleeps naked.
Well, I think that night maybe we'd hooked up in the middle of the night. Like, there was more things to it.
Oh, so it got all moved around in the bed. And next thing you know.
But the point is, don't floss and leave your floss in the bed, because you never know where it's going to end up.
Yeah.
And
especially
it's
that night. It's kind of gross. Eddie, I have a weird issue with hearing sounds, like bodily sounds, eating, chewing, anything. And he eats loud. He eats loud. I'm like, your head is hollow. It's echoing in your head. I swear to God. Drives me crazy. Like, he'll know, like, as soon as we sit down, turn the TV on, because then I won't be like this.
Where he's like,
oh, and then with the coffee. And so I'm like, okay, I can't.
I have a weird thing about noise too.
Oh, drives me nuts.
How did we meet our husbands?
I met my mutual friend, and then he slid in. It was Christmas time. I was still married at the end of my marriage. Met him at a fitness event, party, Christmas party. And then he slid into my DM. Well, I don't know if you call him DM, and Facebook.
He's like, slid into my MySpace account.
MySpace account. Yes, exactly. It might even have been MySpace. And he sent me a message because I met him alone. And then he didn't know I was married. He didn't know anything. He didn't know about the show. And he's like, hey, I'd really like to hook up, or not hook up, but go out. And I'm like, delete, 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 delete. You can't do that.
There was no vanish mode then.
No, no. So that's how I met him.
I met Edwin at a club in Hollywood. So I was recently divorced myself. I got married.
Wait, what?
Yes, I was married. His name, I guess I don't need to bring up his name, but anyway, nice guy. We got married when I was younger, when I first moved out here. And, you know, truthfully, he was like the first guy that ever really treat me well and took care of me.
How old,
like,
were you?
I think when we got married, I was 23.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'd already lived, you know, I'd already made out with like 50% of the C actors in Los Angeles. So, I mean, I was already busy, but then I met him, nice guy. And then ultimately the problem was, is that we were best friends, but that's where it ended. You know,
how long were you married?
I mean, I think by the time because in California, it takes 6 months to get divorced. Yeah. So, I mean, I think in total, we were living together, married a year.
Wow. And then, did you talk about this on the show?
Yeah, I did. They never showed it.
Oh, I was going to say, I never heard
about
this.
Yeah, they never showed it. Yeah. So, I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, truthfully, I looked at him and I was like, listen, I love you. You're my best friend. But, like, yeah. I don't think I treat you well. I don't think it's, you know,
it's not meant to be.
It's not it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had both. I traveled all the time for work. He ended up, like, you know, he was doing a documentary on my dad. Like, then he was working for Jennifer Lopez. Like, he was just, it was just not it. But either way, that first Christmas was still really hard not being together. Like, and so the day after Christmas, on the 26th, I went out with a couple of girlfriends, got obliterated, and we were at a restaurant next to a nightclub. And they're like, let's see if we can get in. We go to walk in. The first person walking out is Edwin. And yeah, we spent the night together that night. And I thought his name was Edmund. And that's where we are.
The one love night. It. Love at first sight.
Yeah. The one night.
Stand love at first bang.
Love at first bang. Really? I mean, it took a little while. Gosh. Okay. The next question, Teddy, what is the co-parent situation like with Bella's mom? I would say I don't like to talk about, you know, I like to try to keep it separate, but because I said, you know, nothing's off limits, I'd say the biggest thing is communication and planning things in advance, like having an organized schedule, not doing last minute changes. If there is, having respect of the other people. I also think healthy boundaries are key, you know, like, and also setting up the, you know, I've known Bella since she was 6 weeks old. So we've had a lot, you know, 13 years of this now. So, but I would say the biggest thing is, like, originally we didn't have like a set schedule, but we ended up doing it because if not, it just became chaotic. So now we have Bella every other weekend and then 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off in the summer. And then we just know what to expect.
Yeah. And it works for you guys.
Yeah. But I mean, there's times that it's easier and times that it's harder. But the main thing is we all want what's best for Bella.
And that's key.
So this one's for both of us. Did you have any inspirations on why you chose your kids' names, Tam?
For me, my ex, Simon, had a tradition in his family that all the kids are named with an S. So I was limited. I did it. And that was it.
How Kardashian of you guys?
All right.
You're pre-Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, we just always, Slate was my dad, was a name that my dad always talked about that he said he was going to be named, but I always fell in love with that name. Cruz, Edwin was like, I want a name that like doesn't just sound like, he's like, I want like a little bit of like Latin flavor. And yeah. So we like went around with a couple and the other name that we wanted, like his brother wanted. So we were like, okay, Cruz. And then Dove was actually like, that was a real issue. He did not want Dove at all. Like the name.
Where
Dove.
Did it come from? Where did you?
I feel like I heard it. Slate says I heard it from Dove Cameron, but I don't know if that's the case. But I was just like looking up names, unique names. Less, I think it was if less than 2% of people have been named, this something like that. And that we came up with a list. And then ultimately Stassi was at lunch with us one day because we're good friends with Bo and we were all hanging out. And Edwin was like, Teddy's trying to pitch me on this name, Dove. It's ridiculous. She's like, I love that name. Oh. Lovey Dovey.
And then he was sold.
Then he was sold. Yeah. I'm like, if it takes I would have known, that's yeah. one person to like it. Okay. And then this is easy for us. How do you stay motivated?
I think for me, you mean as far as like working out,
like,
yeah. For me, I'm not always motivated, but I try my hardest. And for me, it's just kind of a lifestyle when it comes to working out. And even in the days that I don't want to work out, I will still go and maybe I won't get the best workout ever. And sometimes I get a better workout, but just forcing myself to go. And then also you have to listen to your body. So if my body's like, no, I'm not having it, then I'm like, okay, I need a day off.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's all about how bad do you want it?
Yeah. I mean, my answer is pretty much the same. I don't particularly believe in motivation. I think motivation wavers. Like there's mm-hmm. no way that you're going to wake up and be motivated every single day, regardless if it's in work and parenting and marriage and working out. So for me, it's about commitment. So if yeah. I make a commitment to myself, that's something I'm not going to throw the towel in on. And, but it's also exactly what you said. For me, forward is a pace. It's one foot in front of the other. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I may the night before think I'm going to go for a run tomorrow and then wake up and be like, I don't feel like going for a run, but then I'll go, okay, go for a walk.
Go for a
just
walk.
Just move
yeah.
your body. Just move consistently your body. Moving my body. It doesn't have to be a 10X every single day, but if I'm consistent with that, I used to always fail when I put things to like how I aesthetically wanted to look. But once I started making it about how I feel when I move
yes.
versus how I look, that started to shift.
Yes. And that like, we tell that to our members as well. Like, don't think about how you want to look, think about how you want to feel and just keep going, be consistent. And then eventually you're just going to look the way you want to look because you're being consistent.
Yeah.
And for me at this time in my life, like I've worked out hard for so many years that to maintain what I have is not that hard.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
The longer that you do it,
yeah.
The more you enjoy it and the easier it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, there's also Christmas, all these different things. There's things that will be thrown at you and then you just get right back to it afterwards.
Yep. Tomorrow's a new day.
How did we become friends/first meet?
Okay. I can't remember if the first time we met was BravoCon.
No.
Where? Tell me. I can't remember.
Well, the first time we actually met was at church in Orange County.
Oh, yes. I didn't know if that was before or after.
That was before. And yes. It was, I didn't
so
even see
you. So ironic.
You didn't see me. I didn't see you, your daughter.
Yes. Yeah. We were walking into church in Orange County. So I didn't expect, you know, obviously I didn't expect to see you. And I'm like, what? Huh? And then, yeah, my daughter's like, isn't that?
Yeah. So that was the first
time.
Yeah,
that was the first time. And then
we exchanged numbers.
Yes.
But then we had BravoCon. We had Andy's baby shower.
Baby shower, then dinner with the guys. Went to dinner in Orange County. And then I think after we both got fired, we kind of talked about that as well. Yeah. It's funny. I bonded with a lot of housewives that have been fired.
You bond over things like we have a lot in common, but we also have yeah. enough that's different that keeps the conversation interesting, which is yes. what I really appreciate.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys. Make sure to write in and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.